Maybe I was, he said, the strangeness of his answer quelling his mother's protests, fixing Paul in his place on the stairs. And now she slept, oblivious, and within her the baby grew in its dark sea. Paul reached out, touched her hair lightly, then let his hand fall. He had a sudden urge to get into the bed with her, to hold her. It wasn't like with Lauren, somehow. It wasn't about sex. He just wanted to feel her near him, her skin and her warmth. He wanted to wake up next to her, to run his hand over the rising curve of her belly, to touch her face and hold her hand, to find out what she knew about his father. Her eyes blinked open, and for a moment she stared at him unseeing. Then she sat up quickly, pushing her hands through her hair. She was wearing one of his old faded T-shirts, blue with the Kentucky Wildcats logo across the front that he'd worn a couple of years ago while running track. Her arms were long and lean, and he caught a glimpse of her underarm, stubbled and tender, and of the smooth rising curve of her breast.
What are you looking at?
She swung her feet to the floor. He shook his head, unable to speak.
You're Paul, she said. Your father told me about you.
He did? He asked, hating the need in his voice. What did he say? She shrugged, pushing her hair behind her ears, and stood up.
Let's see. You're headstrong. You hate him. You're a genius on the guitar.
Paul felt the heat rising to his face. Usually he thought his father didn't even see him, or saw only the ways he didn't measure up.
I don't hate him, he said. It's the other way around.
She leaned down to gather up the blankets, then sat with them in her arms, looking around.
This is nice, she said. Someday I'm going to have a place like this.
Paul gave a startled laugh.
You're pregnant, he said.
It was his own fear in the room, the fear that rose up each time when, trembling, he crossed the garage to Lauren LaBeglia, drawn by the irresistible power of his desire.
Right, so what? I'm pregnant, not dead.
She spoke defiantly, but she sounded scared as Paul sometimes felt himself, waking up in the middle of the night, dreaming of Lauren, all warmth and silk and her voice low in his ear, knowing he could never stop, though they were heading for disaster.
You might as well be, he said.
She looked up sharply, actual tears in her eyes, as if he'd slapped her.
I'm sorry, he said. I didn't mean anything.
She kept crying.
What are you doing here anyway? He demanded, angry at her tears, at her very presence. I mean, who do you think you are to latch on to my father and show up here?
I don't think I'm anyone, she said.
But his tone had startled her, and she dried her tears, grew tougher and more distant.
And I didn't ask to come here. It was your father's idea.
That doesn't make sense, Paul said. Why would he do that?